Wow.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, Love Journey family. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Esther Gunlot. That was so beautiful. Wow. God is so amazing. God is so amazing. I was just mesmerized by the beauty and the presence of Esther's voice. Whew. That girl's been given a gift, and her gift sure look good on her. Good morning, family. We're going to start off with the Blessings of Abraham song by Donald Lawrence, because the blessings of Abraham is upon your life. It's time to claim your inheritance. Good morning, family.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tribe 60 Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Here we go, y'all.
Good morning. The blessings of Abraham is upon our life. Did you know you had an inheritance? Did you know that you had a right to claim your inheritance? We're going to talk about that today. The blessings of Abraham. And what the word says those blessings are. When you hear me say that you'll be so blessed that even the blessed will call you blessed. Abraham was so blessed that even the blessed people of the land wanted to be blessed like Abraham. They wanted to know the God that Abraham served because he was so blessed. And that's our promise, that we will be so blessed that even the blessed will call us blessed. Let's claim our inheritance today. Let's begin by tuning in to the higher presence. Recognizing that there really is only one power and one presence. You see, that one power and that one presence is recognized on this line. See, we recognize our divine source on this line as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that God is not. Together today, we will claim our inheritance. As we become still and know that I am God. Become still and know that I am, that I am God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Take in a deep breath. Breathing in through our nose. Holding it to the point of vibration. Holding it to the count of eight. And breathing into our heart. Come, Holy Spirit, and give us a clean heart today. Renew the right spirit in us today, God. Renew our thinking as we breathe in. Let's breathe, family. And release. Create a new. Renew the right mind in us today, God. Become still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Oh, renew our spirit, creating us a new Spirit, God. Holy Spirit, Divine Mother, Father, God, Creator of all great things, I come before you today, God, asking you to renew the right spirit in me. Creating me a clean heart, God. As I come before you today, asking, come Holy Spirit, that every word of my mouth come Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart come Holy Spirit, all shall be so acceptable in thy sight. Come Holy Spirit. I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to remove all of my human created thoughts, all of my human created ego. Come Holy Spirit. Give me a, create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit in me, God. That I may come before your people in a pure heart, God. Asking you to remove anything that is not serving a higher purpose. Asking you to remove all of my ego, all of myself. That I may come empty today, Holy Spirit. That I may come before your people empty, Holy Spirit, that you may fill me to the overflow, Holy Spirit, and that I may speak your words, God, that you will possess my mind today, God, that you may possess my heart, that I will surrender myself over to you in this right now moment, to the higher mind, to the higher presence of myself. I speak to your people today, God, asking you to take over my throat. and that my words will be your words, God. I know you know the prayers of your people, God. I'm asking you to come and remove all of me, God, as I empty myself and you create a clean heart, new, the right spirit, God. Come, Holy Spirit, that you may give me a forgiven heart. Come, Holy Spirit, that I may come authentic and transparent before your people today, God. That you remove all of me and come forth in my heart. Will speak to you, your children's heart today, God. That they may hear your words through your daughter that you gifted to the planet. And that I may humbly come before your people to speak your words, God. Not my words, God, but your words, Holy Spirit. That they may come away a little bit better today, reminded of their inheritance today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come and bless every book that is about to be written. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, that the words that is written on that page will be your words, Holy Spirit, that they will come from the heart of your people, and that it will be a multi-million-dollar best-selling New York Times book, God. Somebody is birthing a new book, God. And I'm asking for your favor over it, that the world will come to know them and the book, God. Somebody is writing a new song, a new poem, painting a new painting. Holy Spirit, somebody is birthing a new idea. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit. Give your supernatural explosive favor. Somebody is experiencing some challenges in their relationship today, God. I'm asking you to come today, God. And I'm asking you to anoint their relationship today, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God, I'm asking you to anoint somebody's house today, God. For in this house we shall serve the Almighty Creator. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody need a blessing over their children today, God. I'm asking for your supernatural explosive blessings today, God. I'm asking for blessings under for all those under the sound of my voice, Holy Spirit. I'm asking for an anointing, Holy Spirit, like no other on this Watch God Wow It's Wednesday, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and anoint each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking you to anoint their hands right now, God, that everything they touch will turn to gold, God. I'm asking you to anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, I'm asking you to come, God, and pour down your blessings upon us today, God. You said in your word in Ephesians 3:20 that you will abundantly right now bless us more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine. Holy Spirit, come and do your stuff. You said in your word it is he that gives thee the power to give wealth. Come and anoint us today, God. Let your anointing rain down upon us, Holy Spirit. You said in your word it is he that gives richly all things, God. We're standing on your promises today, God. As I ask for fresh revelation, new wineskins, God. As I ask for a fresh anointing upon our lives today, God. Give us a clean, create in us a clean heart, God. Renew the right soul, Holy Spirit. Somebody need a blessing today. Somebody came with a mind to be blessed today, God. Somebody need a financial blessing, God. Somebody need a restoration in their love. Somebody just want to simply thank you, Holy Spirit, for all your blessings you've rained down upon us today. I'm just one grateful somebody, God.
I thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice. I thank you for the love journey. I thank you for the sunrise service. I thank you for the gift of the blog talk radio. I thank you for expansion. I thank you for growth. I thank you for blessings upon blessings upon blessings. I thank you for all that is, Holy Spirit. I thank you, God. Oh, I thank you for the blessings. I thank you for the blessings that are chasing and taking over my life. I thank you for you, God, for doing what you do and how you do what you do each and every day, God. Even when I don't know how to see your way, God, I know that it's all good because I count it all joy. And I simply just say thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, I say thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you for the blessings of Abraham anointing our life today, God. Thank you for the anointing over our life, God. Thank you for the supernatural explosive favor over our life, God. Thank you for the supernatural explosive blessings. Thank you for accelerating our life into that place of blessing, God. Thank you for thrusting us into that place of blessing. Thank you, God. For eyes have not seen and ears have not heard of the blessings that are bestowed for our life. Come on, God, do your stuff. I thank you for an Ephesians 3:20 day. I thank you for an Ephesians 3:20 life. I thank you for an Ephesians 3:20 year. I thank you for an Ephesians 3:20 promise, God. Not only will you bless us, but you said you will bless us beyond even what we could think, ask, or imagine, God. Oh, I just thank you, God, because you are a God of abundance, more than enough kind of God. And so I'm so grateful to be a recipient of your more than enough, God. More than enough. More than I can ever think, ask, or imagine. I'm just one grateful somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, God. More than enough. You know, we serve more than enough kind of God. More than we can ever think, ask, or imagine. And I'm just so grateful that even before I prayed my prayer, that you heard it, God. I'm just so grateful that even while I'm praying, you said I would answer your call. I called my promissory note. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Whew. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you for so many things, God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees. Thank you for the sun and the moon and the stars. Thank you, universe. Thank you for the land and the soil. Good morning, soil. Thank you, God. Good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the land, the soil. Good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ether. Good morning, universe. Good morning, universe. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family as we invite and invoke the presence of the angels into this call. Come, angels, good morning. Good morning, angels. As we invite and invoke the archangels, yes, good morning, archangels. Good morning to Uriel, Ariel, Shamiel, Gabriel, Japhiel, Archangel Michael, Sandoval, all the beautiful specimens of God's love called angels. Good morning as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning, archangels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, ascended masters, as we invite and invoke the presence of the ascended masters. Come, ascended masters. Our beloved I am presence. Our spirit guides, master guides, good morning. Good morning as we invite and invoke your presence. And good morning to our ancestors. To all those who walked this journey before us, as we pay homage to those who sacrificed their life, who left a legacy today called us, as we stand on their shoulders. In honor of our ancestors, we say good morning, ancestors. Good morning as we invite and invoke your presence to our known and unknown ancestors. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, who led and assisted the presence of me to the planet. Good morning, Mom. I appreciate you. Good morning, Mom. And good morning, good morning, and good morning to the kings and the queens, to my brothers and sisters, to the gods and goddesses. Love to the gods, love to the goddesses this morning. Peace, peace, family. This is the Love Journey Incorporated, and I am Janine Ann Ingram, your daily lover, the facilitator, the host of the Love Journey, transformational life coach, inspirational book of the year author, born to be rich, vision board facilitator, radio host. And guess what? I am graduating this year from the University of Metaphysics and Chicago State University in just 3-4 weeks. And I'm so happy to be in the presence of you all to say thank you for your prayers and your love. Thank you for your diligence. Thank you for your love. Wow, family, good morning, good morning, good morning. We're going to get ready and move right into our love chambers.
You have just entered your love chambers. This is where we honor the divine presence of self. This is where we take a few minutes to recognize that we are a gift to the planet. You see, nobody can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it. You're an absolute blessing, planet, and I want you to take a few minutes and move from your head and right into your heart space. I want you to feel and become very present with your heart. I want you to reminisce on a time when you felt love, where love permeated, saturated, and permeated from every cell in your heart, where your heart felt so illuminated and your mind was so lit up and turned on. I want you to remember a time when love called your name. When love called your name. I want you to remember a time when love called your name. Oh, and it felt so good. I want you to remember what it felt like to be loved, know love, to give love, and to receive love. And it could have been any reason. Could have been a powerful energy exchange between you and someone you love. It could have been a birth of a newborn baby. A heart expanding is the birth of a newborn baby. Wow. Hold a new life. Feeling the love permeating from your heart, and every cell in your body was lit up and turned on. How about a full moonlit night? Walking by a vast body of water, holding hands. When you looked up, you saw the beautiful presence of a full moon, basking in the glow of the moon's love. You said, wow, feeling so loved by the universe, by the moon's power, mystique, mysteriousness, and the beauty of the full moon lit night. With someone you love. Or maybe it was a beautiful, amazing sunrise, standing before the majesticness of the rising of the sun as the warmth of the sun kisses your face to remind you that you are so loved by the universe. You are so loved. Ooh. Or maybe it was beautiful sunset. Yes, the earth takes on a golden glow. That feeling that the earth has, this peacefulness when the earth takes on this golden, you know, they call it the golden time of the day. Frankie Beverly. Golden time of day. You know, that time when the sun is releasing its presence. The majesticness of the colors that are emanating. The passion of purples and golds and reds and orange and yellows. Oh, the magnificence of his beauty is reminding you that you are loved. Wow. You are so loved. But whatever had you so lit up and so turned on, I want you to remember that in this right now moment. I want you to remember what it felt like to be loved, to give love, to know love, to receive love. I want you to tune in to the frequencies WLOVE. Yes, I'm talking love. There's nothing better than love. And I want you to just honor the presence of love in your life. Wow. And I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment. Not just the thought. You see, I don't want you to just remember what you were thinking. I want you to remember what it felt like. I want you to identify the feeling of being loved, receiving love, giving love, the anticipation, the exhilaration, the magnification, the amplification of your feelings being felt in a way you never felt that before. I want you to just feel that in your heart space. Feel your heart amplifying that feeling in this right now moment. And I want you to release the thoughts of anyone else in this right now moment. I just want you to center yourself on your own presence. And I want you to take all of the energy and take that love and pour it all upon yourself right now. Oh, yes. How does it feel to love you? Loving you. I want you to love you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Loving you. I want you to love you today. I want you to love you today. I want you to love you because, just because you are. Love you right now. Love your essence, your beauty, your presence, your gifts. You are a gift to the planet, a magnificent gift. And no one can do what you've been called to do right now, Mom. And I want you to pull out your mirror. And I want you to look yourself in the eyes. And I want you to say to yourself, as you come from your heart, I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. And as you continue to look in your eyes, I want you to say, I deserve love. Oh, I deserve love. Yes. And I want you to say to yourself, I am love, I am love, I am love. Three times. Let's do it together. I am love. I am love. I am love. And I want you to say, I am divine love in expression. Three times. I am divine love in expression. I am divine love in expression. I am divine love in expression. And I want you to continue to look in your eyes. But I want you to look deep into the soles of your eyes. And I want you to say to yourself, good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. I waited all night long just to say good morning to you, and you are what the world's been waiting for. The world is waiting to experience your greatness. Your greatness awaits. All right, let's do it again. I want you to put your name on it. I want to know your name. Come on, y'all. Let's do it. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. You see, Janine, my favorite girl, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. You see, Janine, the world is waiting on your greatness. Yes, the world is waiting on you. See, Janine, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. Your greatness awaits, Janine. Yes. And I want you to say your name and say, I love you. I really, 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 really love you. Come on, family. Say your name and say it like you mean it. Let's do it. Janine Ann Ingram, I love you. I really, 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 really love you. And don't forget to continue to look into your eyes. Janine Ann Ingram, I love you. I really, really, really love you. and last time. Janine and Ingram, I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.
Whew. I just want you to marinate on that. Reminding you that you are the first representation of love in your life. And as I remind you today, that you teach people how to show up in your space. And love is the inside job. Remember, love is the inside job. And you have not been loved until you've been loved by you. You have not been loved until you've been loved by you. Wow. Welcome to your love experience. You really do get to have it your way. All right. Who's anybody want to sing today? Is I think it's Jackie. You singing, honey?
Good morning. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Did I hear Zakiya?
No, I didn't hear her. You know, she on retreat. She on, but she on retreat, so I didn't know if she was going to sing.
Okay. Well, I'm here. I am very much available. Thank you ever so much. Have you ever done a love soap with the sunshine raising on your body and feeling the warmth of your love even more? Ooh, so divinely delicious. Thank you so much, Lady Love. I receive that and much, much more. Good God morning to our Love Journey family. God morning to our Blog Talk listener family. Love you ever so much. We want to continue in our love soap by planting that seed of love and showering it with our love song. I love myself so much so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. So come on, family, let's unmute our phones by pressing *6, and let's shower our seed with the song of I Love Myself So Much. And we're going to do this on a count of three. One, two, three, let's do it. I love myself so much. So I can love you so much. And you can love you so much.
So much.
So you can keep on loving me. Oh, yes, I love myself so much. Come on, family. So I can love you so much. And you can love you so much.
So much.
So you can keep on loving me. Last time, come on, I love myself so much. So I can love you so much.
So much.
And you can love me so much.
So much.
So you can keep on loving me. That's what I say.
We keep the love growing. We keep the love flowing because it is all about love. That's it, Lady Love. Namaste.
All right, all right. We're going to call in our beautiful Mama Sunshine. She said she want to share a poem called Love After Love, and then we're going to call in Mama Joy. Good morning, Mama Sunshine. You said you want to share your poem. We're waiting. All right, well, maybe she changed her mind. Come on, Mother. Mama Joy, you want to do what you do? Reading from the science of the mind.
Good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning, Lady Love. Good morning, Lady Love. Well, good morning. This is Reverend Mama Joy, speaking to you, the children of the Most High Rock, steady God. It promises never to leave you nor forsake you, and I declare the Master does just that. And this morning I'm reading from the Science of Mind, and today this Wednesday, March 30th. Oh, we're almost closing out for our manifestation, huh? The word is the strength and vulnerability. Your piece of the rock this morning is the strength and vulnerability. Brené Brown says that vulnerability is the birthplace of connection and the path to the feeling of worthiness. If it doesn't feel vulnerable, then the sharing is probably not constructive. And on page 255 of The Science of Mind, it says, I am still and receptive to life. I let life flow through me into all that I do, all that I say, and all that I think. Vulnerability is a very precious place, little Jesus is. It is that tender encounter that happens when we take down our defenses and meet life in all the ways it is showing up. The human experience naturally has challenges. It has pain and there's loss. But these encounters are not wrong and they're not bad. However, if we run from any resulting unpleasant feelings, we build barricades. And we keep this up, and over time, this original intention for protection becomes a fortress that holds us captive. So when we hold tight, we fall into the illusion that life is somehow self-generated, that we are in control. And as we begin to recognize our need for connection with ourselves and with others and with God, the obstructions begin to come down. Vulnerability becomes a prayer without words. The humbleness of letting go. Being vulnerable, blessed ones, is not a weakness. It is taking that soft but powerful risk to be unguarded and seen. Initially, being vulnerable might not feel comfortable. We might even be tempted to reconstruct the wall. Yet it is in the willingness to be expressed that we find strength. It is in the willingness to be genuine, oh Lord, that we accept the moment right now. Romney says, the wound is that place where light enters. These places have a gentle way of informing us. Prayer, with this in mind, that the strength in vulnerability eases our way into that inner fraction, finding it a gateway to love beyond what we have known before. We discover our eternal life. Affirmation is, I open, allowing the flow of life to live and move through me. It is a deepening acceptance of love, joy, and beauty as me. Amen, amen. Namaste.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Wow, wow, wow. Mama Sunshine, you want to come on and do your poem before we get started?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a poem that I just ran across. It's entitled Love After Love. The time will come when with elation you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, sit here, eat. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your image from the mirror, sit and feast on your life. Namaste.
Wow. Woo, that was beautiful.
And that was written by Walcott. His book is Love After Love.
Wow. Love After Love. Thank you for sharing. Wow. Heal the image in the mirror. Thank you so much, Mama Sunshine.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Joy. You all rocked this morning. I'm like full already. Thank you so much. Well, I want to talk to us about claiming our inheritance. No? Down a long time.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together.
Yes.
Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Here we go, y'all.
And that's what I want to talk to us about today, the blessings of Abraham. Just like we hear billions of dollars worth of unclaimed inheritance in the United States, we search online, we Google for unclaimed inheritance, and we find that so much unclaimed properties, assets, inheritance, because the heirs can't be found. There are people who have received inheritance and don't even know it. And I think a lot of us don't realize that we have an inheritance. Yes. You see, do you know what your inheritance includes? I encourage you to know what this, what the will says, and find out what belongs to you. You can take possession of it and claim it. After all, you can't claim what you don't know belongs to you. Did you know in Galatians 3:9? I'm taking you to the Bible today. I'm taking you old school today. God says that we are blessed along with Abraham. That means that every blessing that Abraham had, we can have too. So let's talk about those blessings that were bestowed upon our brother Abraham. In Genesis 12, God pronounced a sevenfold blessing over Abraham's life, and these blessings belong to us. Did you know the first thing God told Abraham? He said, I will make you into a great nation. We got to enlarge our faith and expect supernatural provision in our life. See, Abraham was the first Hebrew person. God birthed the nation of Israel through him. And if you study all the scriptures, you'll see and find that God said to Abraham, I will multiply you, increase you, and make you powerful. That's what God wants to do for our life. See, it's our legacy and our inheritance. God wants to increase us in every area of our life. He wants to increase our finances today. See, Genesis 15 and 5, Genesis 17 and 2, Genesis 18 and 8, Genesis 18 and 19, and Deuteronomy 26 and 5 says that God wants to make us great and multiply what we have, just like he did for Abraham. It's time to enlarge our faith. It's time to expect supernatural provision for our life. See, it's so interesting when we say we're a child of the king, we are gods, ye are gods, we are goddesses, but yet we operate in lack. Lack and God cannot exist in the same space. Lack and goddess cannot exist in the same space. So today I want to remind you of your inheritance. Two, he said, I will bless you. That's what he told Abraham. In the Amplified Bible, he said, I will bless you with an abundant increase of favor. Yes. That's in Genesis 24:1. He said, I will bless you with an abundant increase of favor. Abraham was blessed with abundance. In fact, in Genesis 24:1 says that Abraham was blessed in every way. What was his blessing? Abraham was very wealthy in livestock, silver and gold. He wasn't rich when God first called him, but he became rich because of the blessings of God upon his life. Genesis 13:2, and everybody knows one of my favorite scriptures, Deuteronomy 8:18, said, it is he that gives thee the power to get wealth. He said he also had great favor. The people said to him, you are a mighty prince among us. And God can supernaturally elevate you to places of favor and influence. Psalm 75:6 say the promotion comes from God. Somebody ought to say amen to that. You see, Abraham's son was even abundantly blessed. Even when Abraham died, he left everything to Isaac. But the Bible says that God blessed Isaac in his own right. In 1 year, he reaped 100-fold on his crop, and he became very wealthy. You can pass on the blessings down to your seeds, because that's God's blessing upon your life. God also has additional blessings for your children. He wants them to increase even more. Genesis 25:5, Genesis 26:12-14 tells us that even your seeds will be blessed when you favor it and operate in your favor and claim your inheritance. You see, Abraham received material blessings that he didn't even have to work for. Somebody ought to know this one, because I talk about this. See, he didn't even have to work for some of those blessings. Psalms 105:44 said, Abraham fell heir to what others had toiled for. We got to get a hold of it. See, the Bible says the wealth of others can be passed on to us. Proverbs 13:22 tells us that. That God said he'll give us houses we didn't build, land we didn't toil. God can bless you with things that you didn't even have to work for. Deuteronomy 6:11 said he will give you houses that you didn't build, wells that you did not dig, venues that you did not plant. Come on, God. I'm ready for my inheritance. I'm ready for my house I didn't build. Somebody ought to say amen. See, he said, I will make your name great. The Amplified Version of the Bible in Genesis 12:2 says, I will make your name famous and distinguished. Everywhere Abraham went, people knew him. His reputation preceded him and followed him. He was a mighty prince. He was mighty favored among God. See, God would enlarge you and make your name great just as he did for Abraham, because that's your promise. That was your promise. That you will have the blessings of Abraham. He said, you will be a blessing. This is the phrase where we are blessed to be a blessing comes from. One of the main reasons God wants us to have more than enough is so that we can be a blessing and help others. God wants us to be generous. God wants us to be so blessed that we can give to those who we want to share our blessings, or we led to share our blessings with. Think about that. I want to serve a God that gives me more than enough. So when I look at you and I see the works that you do, I say, well, if they serving a God like that, I want to do what they do. Because that's what happens. You make God look good. See, when you expressing your God self on the planet, doing what God's expectation of us to do, which is to share our blessing, to be blessed beyond our own imagination, more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine, he wants us to share it. He wants us to express our God self on the planet. You make God look good. And let me tell you, God is so amazing. God said, I will bless those who will bless you. You see, when people bless and help you, God will bless them. Your favor will even rub off on them. Every person who touches your life in a positive way will receive a touch from God. Just a touch. of love, a little bit. That's how God's blessed we are. That we'll be so blessed that even the blessed will call us blessed, and those who bless us will be blessed just because they blessed our life. And nothing can rise up against you. You will not be defeated. They may come from you in any direction, but they will flee from you in seven. See, God will stand with you when people talk against you. God will stand against you for you when people are mistreating you. God, David said, don't touch. When he said to David in 1 Chronicles, Exodus 23 and 22, he said, don't touch my anointed. That's how much favor you will have. He told David and the people around, you can't touch my anointed. Don't touch my anointed because he belongs to me. Well, I want you to know today, you belong to the kingdom. You are favored. You have supernatural favor upon your life. You don't have to worry about nothing coming up against you or nothing being about you other than the fact that you can be your own worst enemy, because guess what? God said you belong to me. You are my anointed one. Oh, my God. Just even the thought. I am God's anointed one. I am the goddess of anointing. Sounds so good. And that all the people of the earth will be blessed through you. See, wherever you go, the blessings will go. People will be so blessed just by your presence. People will be blessed when you show up. God shows up, blessing shows up, favor shows up just because you showed up. You might be thinking, how can I bless people all over the world? I'm going to tell you how in a major way. When you do what you're supposed to do, when you come from your gifts, when you operate in your gifts and your talents, when you operate in the spirit, you can bless the world just by being you. Just by being you, simply being you. Because when you were called to the planet, you see, God said, when you was even in the, before you was even a thought in the womb of your mother's belly, that I had plans of success. When I called you to the planet, I called you to the planet to operate in your gift. And you can do what you can do only in the way that you do it, because you've been so uniquely designed that nobody else can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it. Nobody can tell your story the way you can tell your story and share your story to heal other people. You know, your story is meant to be shared. Your gift is meant to be given. They say the richest place in the universe is the cemetery, because there's been so many books that haven't been written, so many songs never got sang, and so many poems never got written, and so many paintings never got painted, so many sculptures that never got sculpted, because people were afraid to share their gifts to the planet. You've been called today. You've been called to rise and shine, and you've been called to stand in your purpose. You've been called to stand in your gifts and your talents. You've been called to stop playing small. You've been called to get ready and do it tall, because you've been called to the planet to do what only you can do the way you can do it. You have promises from your Creator. And when you stand in your gifts, when you do what you've been called to do, he said, I'll make your name great. He said, I'll make your name great. God said, I will bless you. I will enlarge your territory. God said, I will make you into a great nation. Abraham was so blessed that everything he touched turned to gold. When he split up with his nephew, Lot, and gave him the better land, by the time it was done, Abraham had the land that was rocky and had to bless it, but it became so fruitful that it became even more fruitful than the land that Lot had, that Abraham had to go and help Lot. today. It's time to awaken the higher presence of you inside of you. It's time to enlarge your territory. It's time to expect supernatural provisions for your life. You have not been given a vision without provision. You have not been given the vision without the provision. But sometimes you got to make the first step before you can see the second. Let's do it, family. Only you can do what you've been called to do. And today, you've been opened up to the idea that you've been given an inheritance. Now it's time to claim it. What you going to do to claim your inheritance today? How shall you walk in your purpose today? What would you do to show up different in the planet than what you have been doing? How will you stop playing small and play full out? Why haven't you written that book? Why haven't you sang that song? Why haven't you written that poem, painted that painting? What is holding you back from presenting your gift to the world? Why haven't you stood on the stage to tell your story? Why haven't you started that new business? Why are you not letting the world know who you are? Inventing the new invention that you've been placed in your heart. Claim your inheritance. Walk in your authority. You are a master. You've been given dominion and authority. It's your turn. It's your time. Let's do it, family. All right. Wow, it's 7 o'clock already. We're going to do our affirmation. But I want you to know today, God is calling you. God is calling your name. It's your time to shine. Family, it's your time to shine. All right, Linda.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, good morning.
Good
Let's
morning.
Do it. What a beautiful message. You couldn't hear me, but I was like, preach. Tell us. I receive it. Fantastic. Fantastic, Lady Love. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, too.
All right, let's do it, y'all. Come on. We have an opportunity to stand in our gifts, stand in our prosperity. Right now, star six your phone. We're going to affirm 7 times together our closing affirmation. All right, let's breathe it. Let's live it. If you can get out in the weather and the sun and soak it up in the rain and soak it up and move around, go for it. Get that energy. Open your heart and allow yourself to feel the vibration of these words. This is our birthright. God has given us prosperity. We're just receiving it right now. We're just receiving the vibration by affirming it in these words. So let's do it. On three. 1, 2, 3. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by
infinite intelligence.
God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously
by infinite intelligence.
For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God. God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows abundantly.
All of my needs,
desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence.
I am one with God,
and
God is
everything. God's wealth
circulating
in my life. His wealth flows to me in
avalanches
of abundance.
All of my needs, desires, and goals are met
instantaneously
by
infinite
intelligence.
For
so
I am
one
with
God,
and God
is
everything.
Yes.
God's wealth
circulating
in
my life.
His wealth flows to me
in
avalanches
of
abundance.
All
my
needs,
desires,
and goals
are
met
instantaneously
by infinite
intelligence.
For
I
am
God,
and
God
is everything.
God's wealth is circulating
in my life.
His wealth flows
to me in avalanches
of
abundance.
All
of
my needs,
desires, and goals
are
met
instantaneously
by infinite
intelligence.
For
I am
one
with God,
and
God
is
everything. Ooh, I needed a, just a little bit more of your love this morning. Thank you, family.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you. Ooh, something about this affirmation, this incantation has shifted over the past couple of days, and I can just feel it. I just wanted some more love today. You guys are amazing, and I just feel the work that you're doing just in your words and in your vibration. Keep doing it. Do it while you're in the shower, while you're washing the dishes, while you're walking the dog, while you're paying the bills. Whatever you're doing, affirm it. Know it to be true. Thank you, family. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Back to you, Lady Love. Namaste.
Yes, yes, namaste. Yes, yes, namaste. It's our time to shine, family. I'm so excited. It's our time to shine, family. Any comments, concerns before we get out of here? That was Kelly Price. It's our time, family. It's our time. I want you to know it. I want you to feel it. I want you to believe it. And I want you to operate in it. It's our time. It is our time. I know it. I feel it. I believe it. I can have it. Family, it's time to walk in our inheritance. It's time to own it, know it, and believe it, and show it. We can't keep talking about we gods and goddesses, or however you operate, child of the God, or however you say what you say, and then operating like disease, discomfort. We can't keep saying we are goddesses and we have lack. We can't keep talking
talk and not walking the walk. It's our time to shine, family. You're a king, you're a queen, you're gods and goddesses. And you've been equipped with all you require to walk in this life and live the most amazing Ephesians 3:20 life. And just in case you don't know, Ephesians 3:20 is another promise that says, I'm abundant now, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but right now, abundantly right now, I will give you more than you can ever think, ask, or imagine. Oprah asked for a house with six trees. Her house has 3,686 trees. Come on, God. All right, I'm going to open up the floor, then we're going to get out of here. It's our time, family. Star six, push the one on Blog Talk. All right, family, well, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey today. Good morning.
Hi, this is Judith, Reverend Judith in Washington, D.C.
Good morning, Reverend Judith.
Good morning. Tell everybody I love them and I appreciate what you're doing. Please do keep it up. Thank you.
And Reverend Judith, can you tell them about your prayer line that you do every Wednesday morning?
Well, you know, we come into the Love Journey. We try to get into the chanting, too, but we haven't made it in a couple of weeks. But we our prayer line begins at 6:15, and we attempt to end at 6:50 so we can then join the prayer line. But whenever we end, we're always on, and I really appreciate you always being here to receive us. Thank you so much for your love. Anybody who's interested in the prayer line, just you can give me a little hit on Facebook. I'll send you the number. You're more than welcome. And thank you again, Janine. I love you.
Love you, Reverend Judith. All right. Thank you so much for sharing. And thank you for the prayer line. I'm telling you, there's some powerful prayers that's going out every Wednesday morning. You don't want to miss it.
Peace and blessings, Janine.
Peace and blessings to the King, to the God. What's going on?
Peace and blessings. Everything is fantastic. It's just moving so well. I just wanted a quick story to share because it's so easy for us to fall into that place of lack. And yesterday, I've been working on trying to get this car, this SUV. It was going for like $4,000. And I said to myself, just tell this guy you'll pay $3,000 for it, and he'll give it to you, right? And so I told him, trust him, make consistencies with it, and he agreed to the $3,000. And he went to go get it repaired, and seemed like feet were dragging. But I had to go back to recognizing that I have to keep telling myself all in divine order. I have to keep telling myself that God is my supply and God is my help. And he allows in my life only that which is the best for me. So I had to start working with the affirmations that we've been talking about. And it's God's love that circulates in my life. And when I told him that, he said, okay, let's just take it down to $2,500, and you can just take the car, you can get it fixed yourself. And so I was like, okay, $2,500, that's not bad. Thought about it, started feeling that sense of lack again. And so I called him back, and I told him I can't do it. And I told him, you know, I know we talked about it for a couple of weeks now, but I just can't do it. He said, but King, only reason I've done it like this is because you asked for the car. I took it off and it hit me all this blotter behind me. And so I prayed about it and I said, okay, all right, Lord, what am I going to do? And I rationalized telling you he can get $4,500 for it and tell him, well, make your blessing happen and go get that $4,500 that you can get with it when you get the car repaired. Well, I called him back and he said, King, I'll give it to you for $2,000, okay? $2,000, and you can take it and do whatever you want to with it, right? But lo and behold, something moved me because of yesterday's prayer, or yesterday's situation, is to ask your heart what yes feels like. Ask your heart what no feels like. And with all the doubt that I had, I checked with my heart, and my heart said yes. And I did. And it was one more because doubt and lack was trying to pervade my space. But when I asked my heart, and my heart said yes, I said, let's go for it. And so I'm praying about it, and I said, all right, Lord, when I get up there, if it's not your will, I don't care what you need to do, but make it happen to where it's just all of a sudden it's just a straight-out no, we can't do it, and we're out of here. I said, because I got to trust in you now. I said, I can't do this by myself. It's about trusting you and having faith in what you do, and you do great things. And I said, what did you say? That all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. I'm in that right now, and I'm going for it. I went over there. I went and gave the guy $2,000, and he started saying, man, I thought you were going to look out for me. I thought you were going to give me $2,300. I said, you said $2,000. You said $2,000. And it dawned on me. The Lord said, this is your blessing, not his. But tell him that he's blessed because you actually started to turn away from it. So he started living in that space of lack. And I started recognizing the blessing. I got in that car. There wasn't even no problems with it. Like, there's no problems with it. It's just I need to charge the battery. I got to charge that house. I'm charging the battery down. So, well, we have to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not into our own understanding. When we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he will direct our path. And we have to trust in that in such a way to where when you step on it, know that you are being helped by the master of all existence. And nothing's going to stop you. So I love what you've done for us. I love this morning's message because the inheritance is truly ours. And I thank you so very much, and I hope this helps someone.
Amen. Thank you. That was a good story. Thank you for the new car. Thank you for the new car, Holy Spirit.
Yes. They're going to get another one next week.
Wow. All right, for the blessings. All right, blessings.
Yes. God is so good. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you. All right.
Namaste.
All right. It's our time, family. Any more comments, concerns, any blessings, any comments, anything people want to share? Come on, start six, family, because it's our time. Hey.
Hello.
Come on.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. On Friday at 7 p.m., I'm inviting those who would like to come. I told you I got my Tibetan singing bowls, and I will be playing the bowls for the activation of the crown chakra and the heart. So anyone that would love to come, I'd love to have you.
Yes.
So I will text you my address and apartment number, and you can send it to the Love Journey members as an invitation on Friday. And believe me, I think Claudette and Joy experienced it yesterday, just a tidbit, but it is most powerful indeed.
All right. For the power in the house.
Yes, ma'am.
To activate the heart chakra and the crown chakra.
Yes.
Beautiful.
And what happens with that? It breaks up the subatomic particles or cells that have been traumatized or weakened by fear, by sadness, by grief, by anything that traumatizes the system, old belief systems, and it dispels it, it breaks it up. And what happens? Memories of those things come up to mind. You accept it, you bless it, and you release it. So you operate more in the fullness of what you're meant to be, and that is God in expression.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone that would love to come, I'd love to have you. And I'm not cooking. I usually cook or fix food. So if anybody want to munch on something, bring it, because I ain't doing it this time.
All right. Good morning, Beth.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
All right, it's BYF, y'all. Not BYB, BYF. Bring your own food.
Oh,
all right. Any more questions, comments, or concerns before we get out of here? All right. I just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And it's our time to shine, family. Don't just dream. Live your God-sized dream. And go forth and be positive. And let's shine, family. Have a great day.
It's time. I can see it. I can feel it. Time has come now to reveal it. I've been waiting for a long time. Gotta do it. And won't let nothing hold me down. Gotta do it. Cause I may not get another chance. I believe it. If I want it, I can have it. I believe it.
All right. Have a great day, family. Have a great day. I love you. I love you. I love you. Beautiful.